This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Record-shattering heat is making it tougher for the firefighters battling California's largest fire this year. The Beckwith wildfire has grown to 134 square miles. Temperatures have topped 100 degrees in the area. The heat's been busting records all over the West. The National Weather Service's Bob Orovec says some areas will continue to sweat through much of the week.
We do see potential for temperatures anywhere from 10 to 20 degrees above average across portions of California, Nevada, good portions of Idaho, Washington State, and Oregon.
Pfizer wants the FDA to green light a third dose of its COVID shot. Today, it meets with government health officials to talk about that. Here's our Ben Thomas.
President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says researchers continue to track individuals who have been vaccinated, collecting data on their level of immunity.
You follow that over months, and if it goes down below a critical level, that's a red flag that you may need to boost. Another is a pure clinical observation. Namely, are we seeing more breakthrough infections than you might expect?
While drug maker Pfizer has suggested a booster of its COVID-19 vaccine may be needed, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Food and Drug Administration have said the data has not yet shown a need.
Dr. Anthony Fauci isn't ruling out the possibility of a third shot, but says it's too soon to recommend a booster shot. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan is handing over his authority at a ceremony as America winds down its 20-year military presence there. General Scott Miller is transferring authority to General Frank McKenzie, the head of U.S. Central Command. He will operate from his headquarters in Tampa, Florida. UN Human Rights Chief urging nations to make reparations for slavery. This is AP News. Trouble after England's soccer loss. Here's our Karen Shamas with the latest on this story.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has condemned racist abuse that was directed at three England soccer players following England's loss in the European Championship final. The three black England players missed their penalties in the team's shootout loss against Italy at Wembley Stadium in London. The 19-year-old Bukayo Saka missed the decisive penalty that gave the title to Italy and denied England its first major international soccer trophy since the 1966 World Cup. All three players immediately started receiving racist abuse on social media. England's Football Association issued a statement saying it was appalled by the disgusting behaviour. London police condemned the unacceptable abuse, adding it will be investigating the offensive and racist social media posts. Karen Chamas, London.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.